Fasten your seatbelt. Turn up the radio. We're going on a road trip. Actually, today on Route 51 Regional Talk Radio, the road trip has come to us. I'm Glenn Moberg, and today it's our annual tradition, direct from Miami Beach, Florida, the South Beach Chamber Ensemble, live in our Wisconsin Public Radio studio for the first appearance in their Up North Tour. Every year at this time, Wausau's own Michael Andrews brings his chamber music group back to his hometown, and this weekend they will be performing in two free concerts this Saturday, July 31st at 6 in the evening in the garden at the Aukey House Museum, 403 McIndoe Street, then Sunday, August 1st at noon at the Woodson Art Museum, Franklin and 12th Streets. Today in our tiny cramped studio, we have Michael Andrews on cello, also Sarah Schreffler on violin, and David Sievertson on piano. This is the fifth year for the Up North Tour, and they always surprise us. Last year they featured an evening of American pop standards, including music written by George Gershwin and Cole Porter. Because of the special format of today's program, we will not be taking phone calls from our listeners, so we invite you to sit back, relax, and listen to something very special, an hour of live chamber music right here in our Wisconsin Public Radio studios. And Michael, I was playing a selection there, Begin the Beguine, which is something that we played last year. That piece was recorded live right here in Wausau. Do you have any other surprises up your sleeves this year?
Well, I think we have quite a few surprises, and it's really happy. I'm really happy to be back here for our fifth annual South Beach Up North. We have, as you said, two different programs. On the outdoor program, I encourage people to bring their picnic, their lounge chairs, their blankets, and some wine too, because it's going to be really great concert to drink wine to.
And that's the outdoor concert.
The outdoor concert
on
at the Aukey House.
Evening.
Yes. We're doing Piazzolla. Piazzolla was a really wonderful composer from Argentina, and we're doing his Four Seasons. We're doing a mix of American songs, a couple of Gershwin pieces, Henry Mancini. We're also doing a couple other types of tangos from the old school of tango. Piazzolla was the new school, and we're doing some Albéniz and some Pedro Sáenz.
And so today in our Wisconsin Public Radio studio, we'll have a little bit of smattering from both of those concert appearances
we will,
that are coming
yes.
up. Michael, how are things going for the South Beach Chamber Ensemble?
Well, we're still here after 12 years, and we're really happy to be here. You know, as everyone knows, the economy has hit all arts organizations, and it's been noted that about 30% of national arts organizations have gone out of business. And so we're happy just to be here. Our arts funding was reduced by 30% this past year in Florida. But I do have to say, in Wisconsin, we've had really great support locally and with corporations, and we're very happy with our support.
Why don't we take a chance right off the bat to go through the list your supporters, the people who are making this program possible by making the tour possible. The South Beach Chamber Ensemble Tour, supported by the Community Arts Grant Program of the Community Foundation of North Central Wisconsin, with funds provided by the Wisconsin Arts Board, the B.A. and Esther Greenheck Foundation, with additional support from City Pages, the Everest Inn, Families First, First Universalist Unitarian Church, Yankee Bookstore, the Jefferson Street Inn, Jerry's Music, Habish Habish and Rotier, the Marathon County Historical Society, Ministry Healthcare, the Northwoods Goldsmith, People's State Bank, the Wausau Conservatory of Music, the Wausau Daily Herald, Whipfley Hewins Investment Advisors, Wisconsin Public Radio, the Woodson Art Museum, the Wood Trust Bank, and also Fine Dining at the Right Place on 6th. So, funding may be down for arts nationwide, public funding, but at least in terms of your support here in the Wausau area, it seems like those private donors are coming
through.
Yeah,
we're very happy with our support this year. We've had some new sources, and some people have come back, and corporations that have come back, so we're doing great. If people would like to support us for next year, we can get a move on that already, but we're doing fine for this year.
Let's talk about the musicians that you've got with you. And again, we've got three of the four of them here today, and you've added a piano to the lineup this year.
Well, this year, the outdoor concert is going to include piano trio music. And since it's an outdoor concert, we wanted to use keyboards. So We have a keyboard for the concert here today, too, because you can't fit a grand piano in this place.
A keyboard as opposed to a grand piano.
Yeah, so the concert will be great, and it's a keyboard is more conducive to an outdoor concert, and David Sievertson is a really great pianist from Green Bay, and he's doing his best with the keyboard. It's not an ideal situation for pianists, but he's a trooper, and we're really happy to have him.
Why the decision to add the keyboard to the mix this year?
Well, we've always done a sort of like a string program and then a more formal program with piano at the Woodson. This year we're doing two keyboard or piano concerts, so we wanted to have David do a little bit more work over here in Wausau coming over from Green Bay.
And once again, we've got Sarah Schreffler on violin. She's been with us before.
Yeah, she is really a wonderful violinist. She was here last year, and she debuted the Pamela Marshall Quinteto Sobre los Poemas de Carlos Pintado, and she was brilliant with that. And then we played cafe music, and we're also doing a little smidgen of cafe music for our outdoor concert this year.
Well, if I'm not mistaken, we're going to start with some of the cafe music. My notes say it's composed by Paul Shanefield. What can you tell us about your first composition?
Well, Paul Shanefield is an American composer, still living. He's living in Israel now, and he's written some really wonderful music. And this is a piece, it's the slow movement from cafe music, and this will be a great piece to listen to when you're relaxing in the garden of the Yawkey House Museum.
Okay, the South Beach Chamber Ensemble live in our Wisconsin Public Radio Studios with a selection from cafe music by Paul Shanefield. the South Beach Chamber Ensemble, live in our Wisconsin Public Radio studios. Michael Andrews on cello, Sarah Schreffler on violin, and David Sievertson on keyboards. Remember, you can catch them in two free concerts this weekend, both in Wausau this Saturday, July 31st at 6 in the evening in the garden at the Yawkey House Museum, 403 McIndoe Street, then Sunday, August 1st at noon at the Woodson Art Museum, Franklin and 12 Streets. I'm Glenn Mobrig. This is a special edition of Route 51 Regional Talk Radio on the Ideas Network. We'll be back with more live music and lively conversation after this.
Support for WPR comes from UMR, a United Healthcare company providing employee benefits administration, integrated health management, and pharmacy benefits administration for self-funded employers throughout the U.S. More about UMR at umr.com.
I'm Glenn Mobrig. This is Route 51 Regional Talk Radio. It's our annual South Beach Up North extravaganza with the South Beach Chamber Ensemble, three of the members anyway, live in our Wisconsin Public Radio studios, playing excerpts from the two free shows that they'll be playing in the Wausau area this coming weekend. And Michael, we've talked about the musicians that who are here with us this afternoon, but let's talk about Dee Martz, the viola player who will be joining you at both of these concerts this weekend.
Well, I've known Dee for many, many years, and I've kept asking her to play for it with us, and she keeps being very busy, but she's retired from her Suzuki Institute, and she's still teaching part-time in Stevens Point, but she's been available this summer, so we're really happy to have her. She's a wonderful asset to the Wisconsin musical community, and so she won't be playing on the outdoor concert. She will be in the audience, but she will be playing in our piano quartet concert on Sunday.
Okay. You've been doing this tour for 5 years now. Do you think chamber music is being accepted and appreciated by more and more people in the Wausau area?
I think it's really wonderful because all of our venues have always been full. The first time we were at the Woodson Art Museum, we had standing room only. The staff had to scurry around, get artist stools for people to sit down. The first concert on the square, we had over 200 people listening to chamber music. We're now at the Yawkey House Garden, and which is a wonderful venue for, you know, low-key, beautiful music listening. And we're very happy with our audiences here in Wausau.
Let me rephrase that question with a slightly broader scope. Do you think chamber music is being accepted and loved now by an increasing number of people all across the country? Is there a resurgent, if you will, in this this really traditional art form?
Well, I think, you know, with the economy affecting a lot of people, people that might have gone to a symphony concert or the ballet or gone to the opera, maybe they're sort of pulling back and they're going to smaller venues, to smaller musical ensembles. And chamber music fits that perfectly because it's very affordable. Of course, here in Wausau, the concerts are free that we give. But I think chamber music, people should seek out chamber music because there's many, many types of chamber music and there's different venues all over the world. And it's really an interesting oeuvre.
And you hear chamber music, or chamber musicians anyway, in a lot of popular music behind some rock musicians going all the way back to the 60s. I remember the Beatles, of course, with Eleanor Rigby, and the Rolling Stones with As Tears Go By. And more and more, it seems, whenever you watch rock bands performing on television, there's that cello and the violin and the viola in the background adding some volume and substance behind what they're doing.
Well, you can't beat the sound of strings, you know, the violin, viola, cello, bass. It's such a wonderful, you know, human sound. And, you know, if you look at all the people that, you know, the big hip-hop stars, even Kanye West, you know, when he's on Saturday Night Live, you see he has beautiful women playing the strings in the behind him. And I think string playing will never die out, and good chamber music will never die out.
Well, let's hear another composition. Again, I want to remind those of you who are listening, might want to talk to Michael. We have no phone screener today because of the special format of this program. We aren't taking live phone calls. But, Michael, we're going to perform something from the Summer Movement from Piazzolla's Four Seasons. Can you
That's
tell
right.
us about
yeah.
that?
Piazzolla, as I said, was from Argentina, and he developed a new tango, like a new tango style, and his instrument is bandoneon, and I actually played with him in Venezuela many, many years ago when I was playing in an orchestra, and he brought his group, and his group played with us, and of course, at the time, I was a young young kid and very snooty, and thought, well, how could we be playing with this accordion player? And times have changed. You know, people's tastes have broadened, and even people who are very high up in culture allegedly they embrace all kinds of music. And just sort of as an aside, I'll be playing at the fair next week, and I'm on Thursday at 1 p.m. if you want to hear Bach suites, and I'm scheduled between the corn eating contest and the polka singers or polka dancers. So
speaking of accordions,
so we're very happy to do all kinds of music, and Piazzolla is really one of the icons of Argentina, and the Four Seasons was sort of based on Vivaldi Four Seasons, but this is Four Seasons Argentine style, and this is the Summer Movement.
Michael Andrews and the South Beach Chamber Ensemble, live in our Wisconsin Public Radio studios. Listening to a live concert by the South Beach Chamber Ensemble on this special edition of Route 51 Regional Talk Radio. We'll be back with more after this news. We are back on Route 51 Regional Talk Radio. I'm Glenn Moberg. If you just joined us, we are halfway through a very special program. It's an annual tradition here. It's the South Beach Chamber Ensemble live in our Wisconsin Public Radio studios. We have a full keyboard and a cello and a violin packed in like sardines here with Michael Andrews, the Wausau native who brings the ensemble up from Miami Beach for an up north tour every year at this time. And I want to mention again that you can catch those two free concerts this weekend, both in Wausau, Saturday, July 31st at 6 in the evening in the garden at the Yawkey House Museum, 403 McIndoe Street, then Sunday, August 1st at noon at the Woodson Art Museum, Franklin and 12th Streets. And we have with us today Michael Andrews on cello, also Sarah Schreffler on violin, and David Sievertson on piano. Michael, what are the things that make chamber music, which is essentially classical music performed with acoustic instruments by a small number of players, what makes that so special?
Well, the repertoire, first of all, the composers that have written chamber music since Haydn's time, Haydn was the sort of inventor or founder of the string quartet, and it's just really a special art form, and people may think that it's not for them, but if they come and listen, they'll find out that it really speaks to them.
There's something intimate about chamber music as opposed to listening to a full symphony orchestra with the timpanis and all the pieces and multiple violins and violas and cellos. Just to have a few musicians performing for you, that always makes for a more intimate experience.
Yeah, and you can get up close, you can watch people, you can get secret fingerings that Sarah's brought with her from Phoenix, and it's just much more intimate. It's much it's a smaller venue, it's a smaller group. It's much more one-on-one.
Last year, when you performed for us, you performed a selection of Gershwin and Cole Porter tunes, which were just lovely. And we understand that you've got some popular music selections in your repertoire today.
Yeah, this is for our concert on Saturday, the outdoor concert. We're going to be doing two Gershwin songs sandwiched with Henry Mancini. So we're going to be starting with Someone to Watch Over Me. Then we're going to be doing Moon River, which is from Henry Mancini. And it's a wonderful, wonderful piece. And then we're going to close this section with Embraceable You from Girl Crazy by George Gershwin.
And again, I want to remind our listeners that we aren't taking phone calls for this special edition of Route 51. So sit back, turn up the radio, and let's listen to these compositions by Gershwin and Henry Mancini, the South Beach Chamber Ensemble.
Thank you.
Michael Andrews on cello, Sarah Schreffler on violin, and David Sievertson on the keyboards. The South Beach Chamber Ensemble live in our Wisconsin Public Radio studios. What we just heard were a couple of Gershwin compositions, starting with Someone to Watch Over Me, ending with Embraceable You, and sandwiched in the middle there, Henry Mancini's Moon River. I'm Glenn Moberg. This is a special edition of Route 51 Regional Talk Radio. We'll be back with more after this on the Ideas Network. I'm Glenn Moberg. This is our annual tradition here on Route 51. We bring the South Beach Chamber Ensemble up from Miami Beach for their live Up North tour. And this is the first of three stops. They'll also be appearing Saturday evening at 6 o'clock at the Yawkey House in Wausau. That's a 6 p.m. concert. And then that's at 403 McIndoe Street. Then Sunday, August 1st at noon at the Woodson Art Museum, Franklin and 12th Streets on Wausau's east side. And again, we are not taking any phone calls for this special edition of Route 51. I want to talk to you a little bit about support for the arts in education, in high school and college, of course. People who get that far have a range of options, but in high school, it seems that music programs are always on the chopping block. Music and the arts, whenever there's a funding problem, you never hear of them cutting the football program, but it's always the music program. And it seems so tragic to deprive children of what's really an essential part of their education.
Right. I think all music and art is a part of humanity and culture, and we're losing a huge part of it when we don't teach our children and ourselves, and you know, look at different art forms and be curious, you know, whether it's a Beethoven sonata or it's a work by Mark Rothko or a marching band. You know, we need to expose ourselves to all kinds of music and art.
Michael, would you have gotten as far as you did if you didn't have music education at an early age?
Oh, not at all. I was in the orchestra with David Rigi, and he was a wonderful orchestra conductor and teacher, and he supported all the students there, and I wouldn't have known what to do without that orchestra program and the arts in the schools. And I think it's a shame nowadays. I think most schools don't have any arts and music, and it's people are not learning when they're young about any kind of cultural heritage.
And that makes it makes you a well-rounded person when you understand the importance of music in the arts, because you really don't understand humanity and what's been important to human beings as we've as our cultures have evolved across this planet, unless you know something about music, something about the arts, and how that affects everything else.
Right. I mean, nowadays, I think the only opera you hear on TV is there's one car commercial or some kind of commercial with a little excerpt of an opera, an Italian opera. But it's really a shame, and people need to demand from their schools and from their congresspeople that the arts are important.
Is North Central Wisconsin unusual for supporting the arts? You think of this as being a rural place, or at least outsiders do, with the emphasis being on outdoor recreation, things like fishing and snowmobiling and skiing and so forth. But look at the venues that we have for classical music, from the Grand Theater in Wausau, the Campanile Center up in Minocqua, the Lucille Tax Center in Spencer, the Century Theater in Stevens Point, the Chestnut Avenue Center for the Arts in Marshfield, the Fine Arts Center at the McMillan Library in Wisconsin Rapids, and then all the facilities at UW-Stevens Point, UW-Marathon County, and UW-Marshfield-Wood County. We've really, it's surprising, I think, to a lot of people when they come up here visiting to find out how much we support the arts and classical music.
Yeah, I think, you know, Wausau is a very unusual town in a town of this size. You know, when I was growing up in the 60s and early 70s in Wausau, you know, having the Performing Arts Foundation come along at that early age and having it still be a really wonderful support for the arts and the Grand Theater now and Arts Block and the CVA and, you know, the Woodson Museum and the Marathon County Historical Society. There's a lot of culture going on in Wausau. And I have to say, even though Wausau is a small town, the arts support for us is really great. We get huge audiences here.
And one of your sponsors for the tour, as always, is the Wausau Conservatory of Music. What role does that play in publicizing and encouraging the fine arts and fine music?
Well, they are an integral part of culture. And my friend Bellamy Hostler was one of the co-founders of the conservatory many, many years ago. And we did chamber music programs. And, you know, the Wausau Conservatory is a jewel. And George Tepping is an incredible director with, you know, he has a huge job, you know, with, you know, creating musical life for all these kids. And the teachers there are great. And George and the conservatory let us use their hall as our home for the summer where we rehearse. And George even lets me go in and make copies when I need to copies or we need to tape something. And so it's sort of my office in the summer. So we really appreciate George Tepping and the Wausau Conservatory.
And George was a guest on this program when we did an hour on opera. And, boy, he's a wonderful,
yeah,
wonderful person. Well, we've got time for one more selection. Actually, I think we're going to do a medley of three different things, some tangos.
Right. Before we start that, I'd like to say think a little bit about the Sunday concert at the Garden, at the Woodson Museum.
Yeah.
We're doing Martinet and Schumann piano quartets. Why we're doing Schumann is it's Schumann's 200th birthday, so we're celebrating him. But also, it's very interesting, I just realized both of those pieces were written a century apart. 1842 Schumann, and then Martinet in 1942. Mm. So it's really interesting and really completely different kinds of pieces, but really great music. What we're going to be doing now is from our outdoor concert, and there are...
That's the one Saturday evening.
Saturday at the Yawkey House. And the first one is by Gina Stera, who's another composer from Argentina, and it's a milonga, which is another type of Spanish dance. So we're doing a milonga by Gina Stera, followed by a milonga by Pedro Sáenz, who ended up in Spain at some point. Then we're going to finish off the hour, if we have time, with Fauré, After a Dream.
That's Gabriel Fauré, and we are about to hear the South Beach Chamber Ensemble once again live in our Wisconsin Public Radio studios. Thank you. to thank today's guests, the South Beach Chamber Ensemble, Michael Andrews on cello, Sarah Schreffler on violin, David Sievertson on piano. A reminder, you can catch the South Beach Up North Tour and two free concerts this weekend, both in Wausau this Saturday, July 31st at 6 in the evening at the Garden, at the Yawkey House Museum, 403 McIndoe Street, then Sunday, August 1st at noon at the Woodson Art Museum, Franklin and 12th Streets. They will be joined by a fourth musician, Dee Martz, on viola. I'm Glenn Moberg of Wisconsin Public Radio. Thanks to our executive producer, Rick Ryer. The South Beach Chamber Ensemble Tour is supported by the Community Arts Grant Program of the Community Foundation of North Central Wisconsin, with funds provided by the Wisconsin Arts Board, the B.A. and Esther Greenheck Foundation, with additional support from City Pages, the Everest Inn, Families First, First Universalist Unitarian Church, Yankee Bookstore, the Jefferson Street Inn, Jerry's Music, Habish Habish and Rotier, the Marathon County Historical Society, Ministry Healthcare, the Northwoods Goldsmith, People's State Bank, the Wausau Conservatory of Music, the Wausau Daily Herald, Whipfley, Hewins, Investment Advisors, Wisconsin Public Radio, the Woodson Art Museum, the Wood Trust Bank, and Fine Dining at the Right Place on 6. Next Thursday on Route 51, we'll be talking politics and taking your phone calls. Democratic candidate for Governor Tom Barrett will be with us for the entire hour. Remember, you can follow our adventures on Facebook and Twitter. Thanks for riding along with us today. Until next week, we're heading out of town.